Listening. Part 1. Worksheet 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. For each question, choose the correct answer. A, B, or C. 1. What did the man do at the sports centre yesterday?
I went along to that new sports centre yesterday evening.
Oh yeah? Is it any good?
Well, I haven't become a member yet, but they showed me around. It was pretty good. I was thinking of joining so that I could do diving lessons, but there's no pool, so I don't know.
Oh, that's a shame. Did you try any of the facilities while you were there?
I did a quick workout in the gym at the sports centre. The machines are great. You'd like it because they have a running track outside.
Interesting. I'll go and take a look.
Now listen again.
I went along to that new sports centre yesterday evening.
Oh yeah? Is it any good?
Well, I haven't become a member yet, but they showed me around. It was pretty good. I was thinking of joining so that I could do diving lessons, but there's no pool, so I don't know.
Oh, that's a shame. Did you try any of the facilities while you were there?
I did a quick workout in the gym at the sports centre. The machines are great. You'd like it because they have a running track outside.
Interesting. I'll go and take a look.
2. Which sport does the woman compete in?
Are you into sport, Julie?
Yeah, I've loved it since I was little and I've competed in a few different things.
Oh, really? Do you mean in team sports?
Well, I play football, but only for fun with my friends. I preferred baseball when I was at school. I was quite good at it and I almost played in a national tournament once. But no, I'm actually hoping to go out to Spain to take part in the surfing championships next month.
That sounds amazing. I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks.
Now listen again.
Are you into sport, Julie?
Yeah, I've loved it since I was little and I've competed in a few different things.
Oh, really? Do you mean in team sports?
Well, I play football, but only for fun with my friends. I preferred baseball when I was at school. I was quite good at it and I almost played in a national tournament once. But no, I'm actually hoping to go out to Spain to take part in the surfing championships next month.
That sounds amazing. I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks.
3. Where will the friends go running this evening?
I'm not as fit as I used to be. I need to start doing some training again.
Well, why don't you come for a run with me this evening after college? I usually set off from home around 6 o'clock. We could go along a path through the woods near college, or we could go into the countryside, which is what I do. There's a path by the river. It's more peaceful than running through the streets, and there are some beautiful views.
Well, okay then, why not?
Now listen again.
I'm not as fit as I used to be. I need to start doing some training again.
Well, why don't you come for a run with me this evening after college? I usually set off from home around 6 o'clock. We could go along a path through the woods near college, or we could go into the countryside, which is what I do. There's a path by the river. It's more peaceful than running through the streets, and there are some beautiful views.
Well, okay then, why not?
4. Which winter sport was Max good at when he was young?
I'm going snowboarding next week. Have you ever tried it, Max?
Not since I entered a competition when I was a teenager. It didn't end well. I came last and injured my ankle.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Well, no, it wasn't. I used to be one of the fastest skiers I knew when I was that age. My family lived in Switzerland for a few years, so I just expected to be good at other winter sports too, like snowboarding and ice hockey. But I failed to get into the school team for that.
Really?
Now listen again.
I'm going snowboarding next week. Have you ever tried it, Max?
Not since I entered a competition when I was a teenager. It didn't end well. I came last and injured my ankle.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Well, no, it wasn't. I used to be one of the fastest skiers I knew when I was that age. My family lived in Switzerland for a few years, so I just expected to be good at other winter sports too, like snowboarding and ice hockey. But I failed to get into the school team for that.
Really?
5. What did the girl lose?
Good morning, Highfield Sports Centre.
Oh, hi. My name's Charlotte. I was playing squash at the centre yesterday. I wonder if anyone's found one of my trainers. It's got Charlotte in it. I was on court 3 with my friend. I usually put everything in my backpack with my racket. I've got one, but the other isn't there. Fortunately, they aren't new, but if you could look for me, that would be great.
Okay, just let me check for you. Yes, it's here.
Oh, fantastic. I'll come in later then.
Now listen again.
Good morning, Highfield Sports Centre.
Oh, hi. My name's Charlotte. I was playing squash at the centre yesterday. I wonder if anyone's found one of my trainers. It's got Charlotte in it. I was on court 3 with my friend. I usually put everything in my backpack with my racket. I've got one, but the other isn't there. Fortunately, they aren't new, but if you could look for me, that would be great.
Okay, just let me check for you. Yes, it's here.
Oh, fantastic. I'll come in later then.
6. Which sports instructor is the man going to meet today?
Oh, hi, it's David. You know we said we'd meet at the sailing club later this afternoon. Well, the thing is, I forgot that I've already got an appointment at the golf club. My son, Tom, is thinking about joining, so I wanted to show him around. We're also going to meet the coach. I want to ask a few questions. Tom plays a lot of football, and I'm not sure it will be easy for him to do both sports. Can we meet another day instead? Sorry about this.
Now listen again.
Oh, hi, it's David. You know we said we'd meet at the sailing club later this afternoon. Well, the thing is, I forgot that I've already got an appointment at the golf club. My son, Tom, is thinking about joining, so I wanted to show him around. We're also going to meet the coach. I want to ask a few questions. Tom plays a lot of football, and I'm not sure it will be easy for him to do both sports. Can we meet another day instead? Sorry about this.
7. What will open at the sports centre soon?
Good afternoon, everybody. This is a club news announcement. I know some of you are already enjoying the brand new outdoor athletics area, but if you haven't been there yet, do try it. I'm sure you're also looking forward to the basketball competition in a few weeks as well. Don't forget to buy a ticket at reception if you'd like to watch. And if you want to be one of the first people to try out the climbing wall, come and book a session. You'll be able to do that from the 31st of this month.
Now listen again.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is a club news announcement. I know some of you are already enjoying the brand new outdoor athletics area, but if you haven't been there yet, do try it. I'm sure you're also looking forward to the basketball competition in a few weeks as well. Don't forget to buy a ticket at reception if you'd like to watch. And if you want to be one of the first people to try out the climbing wall, come and book a session. You'll be able to do that from the 31st of this month.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.
Listening Part 2. Exam Practice.
Today I'm talking to Amy Monero, who's played the piano for 12 years but is still only 16. Amy, how did you start?
Well, my father's a musician. He taught me some basic tunes when I was only 4. Then, after a couple of years, my parents paid for me to have after-school piano classes. I played classical music with my piano teacher every week until I began secondary school. I gave up extra lessons then, even though my school music teacher, Mrs. Jones, said I needed more practice. But I was already getting a lot of help from her by then.
So what was your first big performance like?
Well, by the time I performed at my first big event, I'd already been in lots of small competitions, so playing on stage was nothing new, although I had no idea so many people would come to watch us that evening. That was amazing. My mother had bought me a wonderful dress, and normally I'd love that, but that evening I was so busy I hardly noticed.
And then you started jazz piano. Did you enjoy playing jazz?
Well, my school was starting a jazz band, so I joined. They were all good players, though, and I had no idea what jazz even was then, and I couldn't understand the music at first, so I got quite annoyed with it. But after a while, I began to love it. So for a year, I studied all I could on jazz.
And you give music lessons now, don't you?
Yes, basic piano. I'm keen that as many young people as possible become interested in music. I charge a low fee as I'm not a qualified teacher, but lessons are not too expensive in my town anyway. I pass people on to experienced teachers when they're ready, or introduce them to other instruments if the piano's not for them. Teaching helps my playing too, although that's not the reason I do it.
And you also write a blog on the internet?
Yeah, it's like a diary. I write a bit every day for people to read, about school and so on. I love writing, even more than music, so it's great to do it. I write about my favourite musicians, especially one who's also a journalist. And I talk about music shows I attend. If they're good, I advertise them.
So what is it about music that you love?
Well, I've never met anyone who hates it. Everyone finds something they like. But it communicates to everyone, whether they speak English or not. And music can sound just as great played by an older musician as it can by a younger person like me.
Amy, thanks very much.
Now listen again.
Today I'm talking to Amy Manero, who's played the piano for 12 years, but is still only 16. Amy, how did you start?
Well, my father's a musician. He taught me some basic tunes when I was only 4. Then, after a couple of years, my parents paid for me to have after-school piano classes. I played classical music with my piano teacher every week until I began secondary school. I gave up extra lessons then, even though my school music teacher, Mrs. Jones, said I needed more practice. But I was already getting a lot of help from her by then.
So what was your first big performance like?
Well, by the time I performed at my first big event, I'd already been in lots of small competitions, so playing on stage was nothing new, although I had no idea so many people would come to watch us that evening. That was amazing. My mother had bought me a wonderful dress, and normally I'd love that. But that evening, I was so busy, I hardly noticed.
And then you started jazz piano. Did you enjoy playing jazz?
Well, my school was starting a jazz band, so I joined. They were all good players, though, and I had no idea what jazz even was then, and I couldn't understand the music at first, so I got quite annoyed with it. But after a while, I began to love it. So for a year, I studied all I could on jazz.
And you give music lessons now, don't you?
Yes, basic piano. I'm keen that as many young people as possible become interested in music. I charge a low fee as I'm not a qualified teacher, but lessons are not too expensive in my town anyway. I pass people on to experienced teachers when they're ready, or introduce them to other instruments if the piano's not for them.
Hmm.
Teaching helps my playing too, although that's not the reason I do it.
And you also write a blog on the internet?
Yeah, it's like a diary. I write a bit every day for people to read, about school and so on. I love writing, even more than music, so it's great to do it. I write about my favourite musicians, especially one who's also a journalist. And I talk about music shows I attend. If they're good, I advertise them.
So what is it about music that you love?
Well, I've never met anyone who hates it. Everyone finds something they like. But it communicates to everyone, whether they speak English or not. And music can sound just as great played by an older musician as it can by a younger person like me.
Amy, thanks very much.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.
Listening Part 3. Exam Practice.
Hello, everyone. My name's Adam, and I want to tell you about a trip I did with my family in a hot air balloon. A huge balloon filled with hot air, with a basket underneath. Amazing! We set off early in the morning, near my home. It was a couple of hours after sunrise when we left. We were up in the balloon for an hour, although because of the training with our pilot, Ben, before we took off, the whole experience took 3 hours in all. The view was amazing. I was able to see right across our town and all the way to the mountains. There were some huge birds flying around, and because the balloon was so silent, they weren't afraid. We also flew over some great sights in our area, like the castle, which I go to a lot, and the river. And I didn't realise that a bridge we flew over was the one I crossed to school every day. It looked really different. Everyone had said I should wear thick clothes for the flight, as it would be cold in the basket. But in fact, it felt warm, partly because of the hot air inside the balloon. The only problem was that it got a bit uncomfortable in the basket. There were only six of us, so it wasn't crowded, but there was nowhere to sit, so we had to stand all the way. I really wanted a few cushions. Soon it was time to come down again. Balloons often land somewhere like a farm or a park, but Ben had arranged for us to come down on a golf course. There was a crowd watching when we got to the ground. It was all fantastic anyway, and I really want to go again soon.
Now listen again.
Hello, everyone. My name's Adam, and I want to tell you about a trip I did with my family in a hot air balloon. A huge balloon filled with hot air, with a basket underneath. Amazing! We set off early in the morning, near my home. It was a couple of hours after sunrise when we left. We were up in the balloon for an hour, although because of the training with our pilot, Ben, before we took off, the whole experience took 3 hours in all. The view was amazing. I was able to see right across our town and all the way to the mountains. There were some huge birds flying around, and because the balloon was so silent, they weren't afraid. We also flew over some great sights in our area, like the castle, which I go to a lot, and the river. and I didn't realise that a bridge we flew over was the one I crossed to school every day. It looked really different. Everyone had said I should wear thick clothes for the flight, as it would be cold in the basket. But in fact, it felt warm, partly because of the hot air inside the balloon. The only problem was that it got a bit uncomfortable in the basket. There were only six of us, so it wasn't crowded, but there was nowhere to sit, so we had to stand all the way. I really wanted a few cushions. Soon it was time to come down again. Balloons often land somewhere like a farm or a park, but Ben had arranged for us to come down on a golf course. There was a crowd watching when we got to the ground. It was all fantastic anyway, and I really want to go again soon.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.